There is something wonderfully haphazard about going to Moscow. I was reminded of this with the All-English Champions League final. We had an eventful time filming in Moscow during the summer of 1990. For a start, my Aeroflot flight from Athens. That's quite tricky to say, the Aeroflot flight from Athens. Anyway, it was great. The food was fantastic. And my worries about getting into the country without a visa seemed unimportant. But as I stood in the queue waiting to go through passport control, I got my first taste of Russian weirdness. Someone sidled up to me and asked, "Are you Timmy Mellet?" Well, I'm used to this in many parts of the world, but in a passport control queue in Moscow, I was a little surprised. Then he thrust an envelope into my hand and disappeared. It was my visa. We had a number of films planned and arranged through the TVAM office in Moscow. Actually, the TVAM office was a spare room of our reporter, and he had everything there. He had a top-of-the-range kitchen from Finland, some plumbing from Siberia, and cornflakes from Marks and Spencer's in Helsinki. He also had some good advice. Carry packets of Marlboro cigarettes if you want a taxi. Chewing gum if you want to buy something on the street. And be warned, every meal is drenched in aspic. Hotel bedrooms will be bugged, and be prepared to bluff it filming on the street. You're expected to have permissions for every street corner. You won't have it, he said, so just pretend you have, or offer a bribe of fags or dollars. Now, Moscow is crammed with ultra-impressive Soviet monumentalism. Stalin's wedding cakes, for instance. They're not wedding cakes. They're a series of seven ministry buildings along the Moscow River that look, well, rather like enormous wedding cakes. They are just massive. Think of, I don't know, the Houses of Parliament, and then treble them in size. And that's just one of Stalin's wedding cakes. That's what they look like. Actually, we thought they looked like something out of Ghostbusters. They were so impressive, we knew we had to include them in a Timmy-type film. Travelogues on Wackaday were always more interesting than the boring holiday programme. You know, those 3 minutes where they just wander around and go, "Wah!" So Toastbusters was our Wackaday travelogue around Moscow. Dressed in bizarre Timmy-type Toastbuster finery, I ran around the city trying to find my way into the headquarters of the evil Toast Empire, where Secret Service agents were trying to turn everything into toast. Armed with pieces of toast and jars of caviar, I charged across bridges, along streets, and even went shopping. I was transfixed by a man selling several large boxes of Soviet-era badges. So I offered him a packet of Wrigley's. He gave me the lot and ran off. Now, with these badges all over me, I waved my hand in the air, carefully concealing the packet of Marlboro cigarettes from the camera, but making sure it was visible to the street. Two taxis screeched to a halt immediately, and I was off toast-busting. It was one of the most exhilarating film shoots that had us in stitches. What the story was just irrelevant. It included great shots of Stalin's wedding cakes, Soviet statues, and even the TVAM reporter's flat. I've still got all the badges. I can still taste the aspic on the sturgeon from the hotel. I still have the Russian hat from the gum department store on Red Square. It doesn't quite fit, but it was the only size they had. "Must go to Moscow!" That was our catchphrase on Wackaday then. And for English football fans, I have this piece of advice. Enjoy! It's a great city! And toast and caviar taste great!